This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام upon and every good deed. This will be the final hadith that I narrate in the theme of appreciating Hajj or in preparation for Hajj. The Shaykh will probably narrate a hadith tomorrow night and then the night of Arafah as well. Eid is inshaAllah ta'ala يعني on Sunday. So kullu amir wa antum bikhir jami'an. And this hadith that I'll end with is similar to yesterday, but a little bit different. But it's a similar theme in terms of يعني, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's moments kind of in Hajj. And there's a lot of moments that are very meaningful. And if I didn't really plan this out appropriately in terms of how many nights I had to do this, so I didn't get through that, all of them. But this one's a nice one to kind of end with. And the hadith is a continuation, or it's a part of the hadith that I narrated two nights ago that I told you in Imam Sahih Muslim. And of course it has a similar, you find it also in Bukhari, but not in that length. But in Sahih Muslim you have a long hadith narrated by Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah. And he just tells everything. He tells the full story as to the best of his ability to remember it. And it's just a very long hadith, it's pages upon pages. And it's probably the longest authentic hadith that we have. And I can't narrate, at some point we'll make a series just to read it. But I'm going to narrate another piece of it. فَقَالَ يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمٌ فِي صَحِيِّ عَنْ جَابِرِ ابْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَلَمَّا دَنَا مِنَ الصَّفَى قَرَأَ إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ بِهِ اللَّهُ فَصَعِدَ الصَّفَا. So he's telling us the story, and he's at the point where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is performing his sa'i. And this is towards the end of his Hajj عليه الصلاة والسلام, right? So he says when he came close to Mount of Safa, which is, yani, it's a mountain that has a certain significance to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, outside of Hajj and Umrah specifically. Like outside, like I told you, there's like three levels of Hajj really, or Umrah. Really there are. Like if you go, you can either walk in the footsteps of Adam and Eve, you can walk in the footsteps of Ibrahim and his family, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, or you can do all three of them. But whatever you do, you make sure that you have a track that you follow in. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a part of understanding the Mount of Safa, see, not only is, so the Mount of Safa is significant to Adam and Eve, it's significant to Hajar alayhi salam, it's also significant to him alayhi salatu wasalam. That's where he stood the first time. That's where he stood 20 years prior to that moment, and he told people, you know, and he called upon his people to come to Islam, and they basically cursed him out and told him to come off the mountain. And at that point, he had very few people following him. So this is him on Mount Safa again. This is him coming on this mountain 20 years later. But the first time he got on, he was alone, and no one listened to him, and no one responded to him. And his own family didn't even show him respect, alayhi salatu wasalam, that day. But today, he's on Jabal al-Safa, and you can barely walk. You can barely move due to the number of people that are surrounding him, alayhi salatu wasalam. There's too many people. You can't even move properly because it's so busy, and everyone's standing with him. He comes to al-Safa and he recites these verses. The verse in Surah al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. The Safa and Marwa are amongst the rituals of God. Because there are some people who weren't at the time, the Arab, they knew Tawaf, but they didn't all know Sa'i, and there was question about it. So this ayah came and solidified that, no, it's a part of the ritual. So he says, أَبْدَأُ مِمَا بَدَأَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. I will start my Sa'i with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with in his book. So I'll start with Safa. قَالَ فَصَعِدَ الصَّفَى فَرَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ. So he went up the mountain until he was, حَتَّى رَأَ الْبَيْتِ. He went up until he could see the Kaaba from where he was. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And if you do, now I don't know, I haven't been there in 25 years now. So I don't know what it's like anymore. But I remember that you could get on the Mount of Safa, and if you maneuvered yourself appropriately, you could see the Kaaba, even now. Even with what they've done, you can still see the Kaaba. I don't know if that's possible anymore, but I remember as a kid, yani, being able to do this, because our Sheikh was very, yani, interested in whatever you did, say that you did this, that you got to the Kaaba to a point where you could see or visualize the Kaaba for a moment, if possible. Obviously, it gets very busy sometimes, so you can't. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, at this point, he went up the Safa, raqiya alayhi hatta ra' al-bayt, until he could see the Kaaba. فَاسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَةِ. And then he turned towards the Qibla. فَوَحَّدَ اللَّهَ وَكَبَّرَهُ وَقَالْ لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. He got on the Safa and he did his tawheed, his tahleel alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no God but Allah alone, no associates with him. To him sovereignty belongs, to him praise is worthy. And he is capable of all. La ilaha illallah. He is the one who came through with his promise. See, we say it on the day of Eid. But no. He is different. When you and I say it, it's an act of fellowship. He said it because that's what that moment needed. He came through with his promise. He promised me that he came through anjaza wa'da. Now he stands alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the narrations of this hadith, it's not Imam Muslim, it's Imam Nasa'i. قال وَالْأَنصَارُ تَحْتَهُ عِنْدَ قَدَمَيْهِ. As he stood at that moment and he was looking at the Kaaba and saying La ilaha illallah, the Ansar were just filling Safa under him, all standing at his feet alayhi salatu wasalam, listening to him say that, because the Ansar didn't perform Safa and Sa'i. Again, I don't want to bore you with these things. Ahl Mecca, they perform it, Adnaniyin. But the Ansar were the Khazraj and the Aus were Qahtaniyin. They didn't know the issue of Sa'i. So they didn't know what was it. That's why this ayah is in the Quran. It's for them, so they can go do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Anyways, so he's up there. Anjaza wa'ada. He came through with his promise. Wa nasara abda. And he strengthened and he stood by his servant, speaking of himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa azama al-ahzaba wahda. And alone, he took out the Confederates. And he points out to the most difficult moment in the story. And he says, whatever happened that day was not the bravery or the strength of us. It was the act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. قَالْ ثُمَّ دَعَى بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And after that, he would stand there and make dua, alayhi salatu wasalam. Stand there, make dua. قَالَ فَقَالَ مِثْلَ هَذَا ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. He did this three times. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And he'll make dua عليه الصلاة والسلام. والأنصار عند قدمه يؤمنون على دعائه. And the Ansar are all right standing right beside his feet عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying آمين to whatever dua he is making عليه الصلاة والسلام. He would do this three times. قال ثم نزل إلى المروة حتى إذا انصبت قدماه في في بطن الوادي سعى حتى إذا صعدت مشى ففعل على المروة مثل ما فعل على الصفا. And he would go down from the Safa, and then he's walking towards Marwa, and then the way today it's not as clear, the loop in the ground. So when he went down and steep into the valley, he jogged a little bit. سعى عليه الصلاة والسلام. And once it was an up, he walked. He slowed down and just walked up until he arrived at the Marwa. And then he did on Marwa exactly what he did on Safa. He got on top until he could see the Kaaba, turned toward the Kaaba, استقبل القبلة, and did his tahleel عليه الصلاة والسلام and made his dua. صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the reason I love this hadith is because he stood on that mountain 20 years prior to that moment. He stood on that mountain 20 years prior alone. He stood uncertain. He stood with fear. He stood without clarity of what was going to come next. He stood with the bravery that came with him, telling the people publicly that he was a prophet, even though he knew they were not going to listen to him. And they didn't. And 20 years later, he would come again. And he stood on the Safa. But this time, his followers are filling everything between Safa to Arafah to the Kaaba to Marwa. His followers are filling up everything. There's no space to stand. So he turns towards the Qibla and he says, La ilaha illallah anjaza wa'adah. He came through with his promise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came through with his promise. As he promised me, it occurred. Knowing that this would be the final time he performed sa'i alayhi salatu wasalam. And I find it just a majestic and beautiful moment to contemplate and comprehend and think about in terms of his journey alayhi salatu wasalam. A moment in your life where you're able to reflect on your journey, on how far you've come. And sometimes going back to the same spot that it all began and just reflecting for a moment is meaningful. For him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's the dimension of Safa and Marwa for the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's where it all started. And that's where it all ended as well. And between the beginning and the end is just the journey of whatever difficulties you had to go through, whatever perseverance you had to come, you had to muster up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always come through whatever promise He offers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be the one who grants you the ability to come back to where you began with some degree of success or some degree of appreciation of what He granted you subhanahu wa ta'ala within your life. And I that image of Him alayhi salam on the Safa doing tahleel and making dua, and the Ansar just under him making, saying ameen to whatever he says and doing exactly what he's doing alayhi salatu wasalam, is just the perfect yani image that you can carry within your life of him alayhi salatu wasalam. Yarwi al-imam Muslim fi sahihihi an Jabir ibn Abdullah qal falamma dana min as-safa qara'a qawluhu ta'ala inna as-safa wal marwa min sha'a'irillah wa qala abda'u bima bada'a bihi Allah فصعد الصفا حتى رقي عليه فرأى البيت فاستقبل القبلة ثم قال فوحد الله وكبره وقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده ثم دعا بين ذلك ففعل فقال مثل ذلك ثلاث مرات ثم نزل إلى المروة فإذا انصبت قدماه في بطن الوادي سعى ثم إذا صعدت مشى فلما رق صعد المروة فعل مثل فعله على الصفا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.